Start it up.
Start it up.
Oh. I think that
I
we
see
were
you
like,
fist bumping Kale. I see you.
I think we weren't like totally you. Excited to come into the show tonight.
Oh.
Nuggets. Put the hurt on the Celtics. Oh, my God. All those sad Celtics fans, guys.
I feel
all
bad
of them.
For them.
I feel really bad for them.
They got to spend an extra amount of time in the arena tonight.
This is the worst year of their life.
Amongst their people, I would say.
2023 is off to a rough start for Celtics fans.
Couldn't be going worse.
Couldn't be going worse, actually, if we want to be honest here. Nuggets get the win. The shorthanded Denver Nuggets get the win, 123-111. And it wasn't even really that close. Denver kind of controlled this game. We're presented, as always, by DraftKings Sportsbook. You know what made tonight even better, Will? Our guy D-Line just gave us nothing but winners.
Our
clean
guy,
sweep,
D-line.
Baby. Clean sweep.
Oh, my God.
The parlay. Dev's feeling the heat.
Dude, the parlay hit.
Wherever he is right now, sweating.
The parlay hit. Jokic hit a three in the first quarter. Jokic points hit.
Boom.
The Nuggets won the first quarter.
We got everything we wanted out of this game, man. I mean, it's not, you know, you don't get that every time, but tonight we got it, man.
We got
just,
it,
like, we're feasting on dubs all night long, all in Nuggets Nation. Here he is, guys. The man of the hour, D-Line Co.
Can you believe it, guys? 2023, best year of my life.
So far.
I'm going to admit, no.
No.
you mean so far in my life, there'll be another good one down the line? Or that?
So far in 2023.
No, this is it. This is. I can already tell. No other year has ever hit this peak.
You got that feeling.
Never hit this peak. I love it. We also got Harrison Wynn in the house today.
Yeah, 2023 could not be going any better. Nuggets got
what
the
a
dub.
Treat.
Celtics lost. The bar was popping tonight.
Oh,
great crowd at the bar. It was great. Great evening.
Only winners' lounges in 2023. Send it.
Let's commit to that.
Let's send it.
Yeah.
I do love, man. I'm telling you, I didn't want to spoil, but I'm going to get right into it. The stupid rim gate, you know, Robert Williams hangs on the rim, breaks it, you know, whatever.
Cool.
30-minute delay. Nuggets were up 13. There's only 7 minutes left. You felt a little nervous.
Sure.
But honestly, you always use the phrase, have to sit in their dirty diapers.
Yes.
The Celtics fan had to
wait,
sit in their
dirty. You always use that
phrase? Yeah,
I don't say dirty. I just say they have to sit in it. They just
have to sit in
it.
Their little dirty diapers.
That's a great phrase.
Yeah. Tonight was the Celtics fans had to sit in their dirty diapers for 30 extra minutes.
That.
Just like, well, we're probably not going to win, but we can't leave. I don't know.
They're filthy green.
Oh, so filthy, man. So filthy.
Worst part is they had to just sober up after beer sales were cut off at the third quarter.
You know, they hate to sober up. You know, Celtics fans
like, somebody
they can't watch a game sober.
They're like,
they
somebody club me with a shillelagh.
Oh, my God. Go home, Celtics. Get out of here. We made the state great. You guys came and ruined it. Get out of here. I do that on a personal level, not a fan level. All right. Let's go through a fast recap here. Bruce Brown, Jaylen Brown. On fire to start this game. You guys remember?
The Brown and Brown.
They were trading three-pointers. You're like, all right.
We were really in Browntown tonight.
We were so deep in Browntown. I love when he gives that laugh. Nuggets had 22 points in the first 6 minutes of this game. Just getting whatever they want against this defense, the Celtics defense. And then I like this rotation. KCP, the first one to the bench. We've seen this when the Nuggets have not had Jamal Murray. You give Bones KCP as a running mate off the bench. They brought in Christian Brown. To me, I've said this for weeks. That would be my preferred substitution pattern. I love that Christian Brown can play with Jokic really well. And I love that Bones, you know, he's an offensive guard. You need a defensive guard next to him.
Yeah.
Give him KCP, still spaces the floor.
Rotation talk
it.
Off the bat.
Right off the bat.
Oh, dude.
I love it.
Jokic was wheeling and dealing. He was taking it to Al Horford. Nuggets were up 10. Al Horford has given him trouble in the past. Tonight, unbothered. Jaylen Brown had 14 points. He was on fire. 37 to 28 Nuggets. That's right. 37 points in the first quarter for the Denver Nuggets.
They came shot out of a cannon. Whomst amongst us could have seen such an outcome?
We predicted it, man.
We did predict it, actually. And now, you know what happens sometimes? You get that second unit in there, and it just completely collapses. Not the case tonight. You go to Bones Highland, Christian Brown. You had KCP for a minute there, but then Christian Brown, Aaron. Then you go huge.
Yeah.
What do I keep saying, guys? I'm taking a victory lap on this one because
take it,
Bones. Like that second unit play spread offense with the ball in Bones' hands. You set a lot of screens, and he tries to attack, and then either dish or finish or whatever. You got to give him defenders. If you're not going to have the ball popping in that lineup, you might as well give him defenders. So listen to this, Christian Brown.
Defender. Sure.
Aaron Gordon.
Great defender when
he
wants
defender.
To be.
Yeah, great.
Zeke Nagy.
Good defender.
Vlatko Chanchar.
Good defender.
That lineup whipped ass today. It kicked ass. It was awesome. Bones was good. The good and bad of Bones was on full display. Oh, he had some crazy low moments tonight with some passes. But boy, were the highs awfully high, man. I thought he was willing and dealing. Get into the cup. Scoring. I feel like he is on an upswing. And part of this is, again, the right combination of talent. I think you're going to get there. The game was very fast-paced, which is another note I have. Extremely, it was sloppy.
It started in a way you would describe as fast-paced and then devolved into what you would call a pickup game.
But here's why I bring it up and why I think it's important, guys. What do I always say about the Nuggets' pace? They play slow, and who do I think is the culprit?
Jamal Murray.
Not in the game tonight. The Nuggets are running up and down, and I'm telling you, the Celtics missed all their shots tonight. Was Denver's defense great? I thought it was very good. But let's be honest, the Celtics missed a lot.
The other thing is they were exhausted.
I'm trying to say. This is my point.
This is vintage Nuggets.
But this is also like when we try to isolate defense versus offense, you can't isolate them. Those things are connected. I thought Denver was playing fast, aggressive. Like, the Celtics felt them tonight, and guess what? They also had no legs to make any shots. Denver also got a little lucky there, but whatever.
Yeah, these things are connected. 15% in the first half, 15-3.
Michael Malone used a really weird challenge on a three-pointer that Tatum did a rip-through. Man, Tatum, you know, he gets that freaking Dame Lillard whistle, man. A lot of his fouls tonight, I was like, you got to be effing kidding me, man.
I mean, Adam, Jason Tatum shot 14 free throws tonight. The Nuggets shot 18 as a team.
That's insane, man.
Real
that's
foul insane. Merchant stuff.
There's some stats for
Despicable.
You.
Despicable. I wonder if Brendan Vogt will have thoughts on
this. Oh, man, I can't wait. Brendan at the arena. He's probably going into the locker room.
Just to talk to Tatum.
He's like, I'm going into the Celtics. He's like,
really rough night for you tonight. What do you blame with your horrible play?
He's like, I've heard that you're in the MVP conversation. Do you think that's as ridiculous as I do?
Brendan Vogt, DNVR. Everybody thinks you're a fraud. Your comment.
Your thoughts?
No, he should just be like, "What you know, Yoke's the two-time MVP. What did you think sharing the court with him tonight? Like, was it? What did you see from him?
Were you just
that
a little
close?
Bit in awe of just his control of the game?
Seeing MVP caliber play?
Yeah. Celtics did cut it to six, though, right before the half. Nuggets extended it to eight with a Bones Highland late layup I thought was huge. Oh, wait, no, that was the third quarter. Hold on. 62-54 Nuggets. Then they switch it up. Al Horford getting cooked by Jokic. You know what? We have Grant Williams now. We're going to go Grant Williams.
The Jokic stopper, or so I've heard.
If Jokic was a trash talker, he would have done this one tonight. Not the small one. He would have gone 1 inch because Grant Williams looked hilarious trying to guard Jokic tonight in the post. Bruce also hit two more threes tonight. He was on fire. Bruce from Boston.
God damn.
He showed out against the Celtics, man. Then a KCP three put Denver up 13, forced a Celtics timeout. Tatum just getting to the line off some BS. Michael Porter had a mini Porter quarter. Nice. 10 points.
Yeah, dude.
I'm a little mini Porter Quarter.
A Porter Quartish.
Oh, yeah, a little.
a Porter Dime.
A quartet. Nuggets up 16 with 2 minutes. Jokic goes to the bench. Vlatko hits another timely three. Have you guys noticed his threes have come right on time?
He's a laser, man. He's been on fire.
He's been on fire. Freaking like bombs. They go like way
his
up in the air.
His arc is almost as high as Bruce Brown's.
I am now officially expecting every Vlatko three to go in. I'm at that place.
I love Vlatko. I'm right behind Ray, I think, in my appreciation of Vlatko.
Hey, man, he heard everyone talking shit. He heard us talking shit.
He heard us talking shit. He's not tonight, about man. That. And then the Nuggets up 11 with 6 seconds to go. Bones all the way down. Gets a huge buzzer beater bucket that to me was a huge momentum one. You know how it's like 11 points? You're like, it feels like it should be up more. You push it at the last second, and you know the Celtics are going to their bench for that timeout. Like, damn it.
Yep.
We're down 13. We just gave up a bucket. You're not feeling good. It's so huge. This is why Monte was great at these, right? I always talked about how he led the NBA in first and third quarter.
Yeah.
Like, they're backbreakers when you hit a shot like that. Then fourth quarter, Bones, two threes. We had that the last item you had to hit.
Oh, so sweet.
Bones catches fire.
So sweet.
Then Jaylen Brown gets into it with him. Like, you could tell he was getting a little.
Well, did you see how that started? Jaylen Brown clapping at him, like doing that ding him up and just clapping at him.
I love
and then
it
went around and then Jaylen Brown fell down.
Bones is ready for it too, man. Like, he takes no hesitation. Like, what?
He's looking for
He's looking for
it. Oh, he laughed and went right up in his face.
Bring it on. Robert Williams then messed up then Bones hit another three. So he does that. You get into the kerfuffle and you think, all right, now you got to walk the walk. All right.
Yeah, dude.
He drains a three right in front of the bench, and you know he looks around at the bench and is just like, you little bitches.
He's like, you're going to start a kerfuffle with me?
Yeah.
You're going to kerfuffle with me? I'm Bones.
That's more or less what he said. And then Robert Williams dunked it and broke the rim, and there was a timeout, and it wasted 30 freaking minutes.
Dude.
I'm going to put in for overtime tonight, actually. We're working 30 minutes longer than we should be.
Well, I think that that was the universe.
Can you approve that?
Yeah, that was the universe, riding the ship of us getting an early start. And it was like, yeah. Oh, you think you're going to leave early?
That's right.
Is that what you think?
That's what you thought was going to happen? No. I do like this. There's 6 minutes and 43 seconds left. Bones usually plays you'll get your closing lineup in around 6 minutes. Malone, hilariously, out of a 30-minute break, keeps Bones in the game.
I have no idea what was going on.
You know what was going on. It's at the 6-minute mark that he goes to his.
They had just stood and done nothing for 38 minutes.
Harrison, Malone has a formula, and he's not going to go away from it. Dude, not till 6 minutes. You know that's when you go.
You know what Malone needs to do? He just needs to chill.
He needs to chill. I like it.
Thank you.
It was funny because Bones was literally in there for two defensive possessions and one offensive possession. Then he subs out with your closers, and you're like, why?
I said it the second the game started after the delay. Why is Bruce Brown not in the game? Why are your starters not in the game?
Just close it. But whatever. Who are we to question?
Whatever.
It worked out.
Whatever.
Nuggets were a little shaky. I will say this. There was one play that made me think, oh, God, this really might – they might blow it because the Nuggets were fine. They get a break. Jokic has Marcus Smart on him in the post, MPJ on the wing, and MPJ takes the three. And what happens is, and I've speculated that this is part of why Denver's defense is so bad, especially off of missed shots. When you the number one thing an offense tries to do is generate switches. Mm-hmm. And then the second thing they do is exploit those switches, either directly or indirectly. When you do that, you have Jokic on Marcus Smart. If you miss, all of a sudden now Jokic is guarding Marcus Smart. Now, and then you have all of these mismatches around the court, and that's exactly what happened. They went the other way. Malone called a rage timeout. He was not happy with that decision, I don't think, rageful. In that sequence. He was very upset. But Nuggets come back out, just calmly close the game.
Just chill.
Just calmly.
It was
execute.
Pretty calm.
It actually was. There was very high vibes, and then there was a vibes drain. That took it takes 30 minutes to drain all of the vibes out of a very, very vibey win. But we got, we got it.
What are you going to do? Complain? All right, Harrison, start us off. What's your big takeaway from this one?
I got a lot of takeaways for sure.
What's the big
takeaway? I got a lot. My big takeaway is that this was an absolute banger from Nikola Jokic. This was a banger, man. Without Jamal Murray, without his second leading scorer, without his running mate, against a championship-level defense with just great defenders all up and down the roster, all over the floor. Nikola Jokic goes for 30 points on 10 of 13 shooting.
Yeah.
He missed three shots the entire night. Two of those were in the first 5 minutes of the game. 12 rebounds, 12 assists. And here's the best part, zero turnovers.
Unbelievable zero turnovers.
It was just a dominant night from him. And it was kind of ho-hum, There wasn't that classic takeover quarter from him tonight. It was just a steady dose of Nikola Jokic for 48 minutes tonight. And, 30, 12, and 12, zero turnovers. The field goal percentage that he had against this defense. He set the tone tonight in the first quarter. And here's another thing, guys. I know we all share this sentiment a little bit. I'm always a little nervous when the Nuggets play in these big games.
Yes.
Against these marquee teams.
Yes.
National TV, Christmas Day, against the number one team in the East. They've shown up in these games recently.
Oh, my God.
They showed up on Christmas.
Oh, my God.
They showed up against the Grizzlies on national TV a few weeks ago. Yes. They showed up tonight in, a game they definitely wanted against the Celtics, who have just been hands down the best team in the league this year. And I think this is another one of those moments. There are little moments throughout the season, throughout the regular season, which we said on the pregame show means nothing. But there are some moments that do mean something. Like beating the Suns like they did on Christmas Day, I think that means something.
Yeah.
How they beat Memphis, I think means something. And how they won tonight, just dominating the Celtics, I think it means something. And Jokic just set the tone tonight. So I just think it was an important win and he absolutely showed up like he has in these big games this year.
Hell yeah.
I have a stat that came across to your point here. I can't fact check this. This comes from sports_mediocre. So
that doesn't sound too reliable.
You know what? Nikola Jokic just played the third game in NBA history with a 30-point triple-double on over 90.5% true shooting.
Well, he has one of them.
He joins himself.
Against DeAndre
Ayton. Himself.
Sports underscore mediocre, we love you. That's a great stat.
That's, yeah. So what did
not mediocre at all.
What did I mean, again, I can't fact check this on the fly or anything, but to your point, you said this was a Jokic all-timer. Like, the thing about Jokic is, a lot of times a player, any player, when there is a moment like this statement game, we got it, it's, you know, whatever, missing Murray, like, I'm going to need something extra from me. They look different. They're taking crazy shots. They're just being aggressive. They're trying to get the line. I honest to God feel like Jokic played with the same sense of urgency that he always does. Just kicked ass.
He's the best.
He just didn't look like he was taking this game seriously.
No, yet he didn't.
Dominated.
That's the quiet dominance.
Yeah, quiet dominance.
Like, I never want to find myself in a position where I'm opposing Nikola Jokic. I can't imagine what that feels like. Just the inevitability of him doing whatever he wants. You put your best defender on him, and he just, like, backs you down, just turns, puts it in. We all start laughing, and you look at each other like, what do you do?
Yeah.
What do you do?
The other thing about Jok, and this is why, like, when people try to compare Nikola Jokic to, say, Luka Doncic or LeBron or Giannis or any of these guys currently, or even a Steph Curry, this is the difference. The Nuggets are going to probably finish with the number one offense. I think they'll probably be closer to number one. It is the Boston Celtics, but tonight I think Denver will move closer.
Yeah.
Denver had a 121.8 offensive rating tonight, according to Cleaning the Glass. This is a good defensive team. I know they've been up and down this year, but they have their guys now to be a good defensive team. It doesn't matter. Good defense, bad team. Denver scores the exact same way.
It's like, is funny. Yeah.
It's not, you know how like a good defense, oh, made them go to option number 3, 4, and 5?
Right.
Denver just goes to whatever they
do
they
the
want.
Same stuff.
They just do the same stuff, and it doesn't matter if you're the worst or the best.
They're the best.
Yeah. The Celtics, they have so many great defenders, though. I mean, they really do. I mean, Marcus Smart, one defensive player of the year last year.
Yeah. Yep.
Jason Tatum's a good defender. Jaylen Brown's a great defender. Brogdon, Robert Williams off the bench. Al Horford. They have, I think, the best defensive roster in the NBA. But, I mean, to your point, Adam, this was just like a standard operating procedure tonight from Nikola Jokic, even though he was going against his defense.
My big takeaway is this Nuggets bench, I mean, it's been the question for us for like so many years now. Every iteration of the Nuggets, you're always like, well, when Jokic's not on the court, what happens? I really do think tonight was the first time we saw What I believe is their best chance around Bones Highland, which is this defensive-minded lineup. And I wonder if it's harder to get to when you have a Jamal Murray. I don't know. Malone has said that he likes Murray playing those minutes, you know, the stagger minutes.
And I think
I don't either. And I think he also just likes that Murray doesn't have to play 9 straight minutes. Like, he plays 6 and then goes to the bench. I don't like it. And the reason I don't like it has nothing to do with Murray. I do think there's a weird thing where, like, Bones becomes the alpha when Murray's
on the
court.
It's like a waste of Jamal's minutes.
He seeds the court to Bones in those minutes, and I don't ever understand why. But I do think more importantly is just that you need defense around Bones. He's not a good defensive player. He needs to get better. To be in the playoffs, he's going to have to get a lot better. But he's a hell of an offensive talent, and I know people want the ball is popping. Bones plays that when he's with Jokic. But when you're with the second unit, back in before this iteration, it was, you know, like Jeff Green and DeAndre Jordan and Bruce Brown. It's like not dynamic. You're not going to be doing a bunch of dynamic stuff. But now you put it around equally not dynamic but good defensive players. It should be a spread pick and roll. Bones is good at this. A spread pick and roll, but you need defense around him. Tonight you did that, and it just feels like, I don't want to say proof of concept because it was only this one game, but it's evidence of concept. And Bones having a little bit of bounce back. To me, this is 3 games in a row that have each been a little bit better than the previous one. It means all the difference to the Nuggets. They're good if they can solve the bench.
Yes. Bones coin was at an all-time low. It's had a 3-day rally. It's back, baby. Like, Bones is not scared. He's not scared. Like, he'll still shoot. Like, even when it's not going well, like, it's frustrating at times, but I love that he'll still, you know, like, play the way that he knows that he can. Like, he's supremely confident. We saw him, like, pull back a little bit over the last, you know, however many games, but, like, it's still there. And like you're saying, like, the bench needs some of that. Like, they need a guy that can not only facilitate but can also create his own shot when things break down, because the bench does get clunky. I think mostly because, like, the bench is not a – we don't know exactly what it is. It's always different people. It's just like a different.
It's a huge part of this.
It's like there's not a lot of rhythm. We don't quite. Is it going to be KCP? True. Is it going to be this, that? And like tonight was probably the least amount of bench that we've seen. There was always a starter on the floor. There was Gordon. There was KCP. And it worked. It paid dividends. But point being, like, Bones is dope. And I don't know if you saw that. The chat just can't stop. I wore Celtic colored shoes.
Oh, whoa. What are you doing?
What?
I didn't think about it. I didn't think about it. But listen, what happened was the law of transference, my own terrible personal vibes went on to the Celtics. They were defeated. I damned the Celtics with my own personal vibe. You're welcome.
I've never heard of such a thing happening before.
Everyone's really mad at me. I'm sorry. I didn't think about it. I just thought it'd be cool to wear Air Jordans and watch a basketball game.
You didn't think to check the schedule.
When Aaron Gordon has been tied to Jokic, his minutes have been tied to Jokic more than any other player. Tonight, they used him in large part to bolster the bench. I like Gordon being with Yoke because I like your best punch being there. But I do think there's just something too, like that second unit needs the defense more than anything. Yoke can carry, start with your best offense and close with it. But in between, you can give Yoke Christian Brown and Black, which it doesn't matter. He'll make those middle minutes work. But Aaron Gordon staggering, pro, con, or just something you did tonight without Murray?
Definitely a pro. You need the defense that he brings with that group, like you said.
Need it.
You also need the passing and the playmaking and just like the creativity that Aaron Gordon brings, because that second unit, we know what it is, or we know what they're trying to do every time. They're trying to put Bones Highland in the pick and roll and just score off that. There's really not much else to it when that second unit is out there. And, you know, it can work. And I mean, Bones tonight, 17 points in 19 minutes on like a good shooting percentage.
Incredible.
Like he is underrated in terms of just how quickly he can fill it up and how efficiently he can fill it up too.
It's so
true. Having Gordon out there with that group was great, because Aaron Gordon had 7 assists tonight. And like, he is an underrated passer and playmaker, and he's totally leveled up that part of his game since he's gotten to Denver and played next to Jokic and just totally rebranded himself as a player. But I think it was a great night for Michael Malone because of that move, and because the Nuggets were going up against the Celtics, the best offense in NBA history so far this season, and Michael Malone played his best defenders, big minutes.
Yep.
Christian Brown played big minutes. Aaron Gordon, big minutes. In the upper 30s tonight, and Gordon usually doesn't get there. He played big minutes with the starters and the bench. He played Zeke Nagy, one of Denver's better defenders tonight at backup center. That seems like it was the right move. So I give credit to Malone for finding the right lineups tonight. And yeah, Gordon off the bench, I think it's great. Defensively, playmaking, passing, just mixing it up a little with that group was the right call.
Yeah.
Do you want my big takeaway?
I thought you already gave it, but sure.
I did not. I just, you never asked for it.
Okay.
All the Nuggets are good.
Hey, let's go. Tonight they were, man.
They were, dude.
Tonight all the Nuggets were.
All of the Nuggets were good. We got contributions from absolutely everybody. Everybody played the role that you want them to. Vlatko was out there knocking down shots. Bones was out there knocking down shots. Everybody played within themselves. Everyone did exactly what was required of them. It's hilarious. We were talking. Sometimes you watch the Denver Nuggets or your basketball team, you're like, wow, this team sucks. We don't have any good players except for Jokic. Like, this is terrible. And then on nights like tonight, you're like, geez, how do we get minutes for all these guys? They're all incredible players. Like, it looked like it was a very complete team win, even though it was a very dominant performance by Nikola Jokic. But truly, like, everybody did their part to really take the air out of the Boston Celtics. They never really had a shot. I mean, granted, they shot 15% from three. Yep. They just wouldn't stop shooting, which God bless them. What a great game.
Yeah. All right, let's take a break. On the other side, I do want to get to some more specifics, go through some of these players and talk about some of the trends and hammer home some of these other points. What a win.
What a win.
On the other side, one thing we're going to talk about, three of Denver's best wins, I would say three of their four best wins of the season, sans Jamal Murray.
Oh, boy.
That's going to be a negative one. There's stuff to learn from it. They're obviously better with Jamal.
It's just an observation.
It's an observation. Oh, man. We're not going to get toxic. Jamal. I need Jamal.
Hello. No.
Guys, it's open enrollment time for individual health plans now through January 15th. Denver Health Medical Plan offers the Elevate Exchange plans, which are available on the Connect for Health Marketplace. Give them a call directly, 303-602-4912. Sign up online, denverhealthmedicalplan.org. If you're an individual or a family looking for cost-effective quality health insurance, maybe you can't get it through your employer, maybe you are self-employed and need to get coverage, check out the Elevate Exchange plans. They include adult dental and vision at no additional cost. Give them a call, 303-602-4912, or you can go online, denverhealthmedicalplan.org. Open enrollment for the exchange runs November 1st through January 15th, so only a little bit of time to get in on this deal. 303-602-4912, denverhealthmedicalplan.org. Also, if you need tickets to concert shows, sporting events, hit up the Game Time app. Use our link in the description. It's in the YouTube description.
Hell
it's
yeah.
In the description if you're listening to this as a podcast. Game Time, it's the hottest new ticketing app. They've got all the tickets you need for Nuggets games, Avs games, concert shows. They got these great last-minute price drops as well. Use our link. Download the Game Time app. Don't go messing with all those other third-party sites. Just use Game Time. You're set up. Concert shows, sporting events, whatever you need. Game Time's got you covered.
What are we... So, this is a two-game win streak. They had a five-game. So we're a Jokic floater away from having an eight-game win streak right now. So close. And that was without Jamal again that game as well. So and Gordon, and a bunch of other guys.
I had to throw that in there.
Well, I'm saying it was shorthanded is what I'm saying. I'm not saying anything else. I had to look it up here. So Jokic on the season has been in the negative eight times. He has been less than a plus eight 10 times. So he's been a plus eight or more 21 times this season. He has been a plus eight or more. This is why I say this bench, like, it doesn't have to be great. It really does just have to kind of get to being a neutral, being an even, being a plus or a minus five, you know, sure. And they're just going to win a lot of games.
The bar is so low for the bench.
And Bones is such a big part of it. I don't think you can construct, unless you were to make a trade, but I'm saying with the guys presently there, I don't think you can construct a coherent bench unit without them. They need the offense there. So then the question becomes all those other pieces. But what I want to talk about is Bruce Brown, to me, actually is best as a point guard. This is where not all the pieces on the roster make sense. I think they all make sense for Jokic. Like, they're built to him.
Yeah.
But Bruce Brown tonight starting, the Nuggets have a completely different look when he's there. I'm not surprised Jokic got a triple-double tonight. And I'm not surprised, like, honestly, that so many guys look their part. Because the ball just pops. The ball just moves. Mm-hmm. And it just looks different with this group out there that... I mean, I kind of like these minutes with Bruce playing in that role with KCP, Aaron Gordon, Michael Porter. I just kind of, that unit, we've seen a lot of games with it now where it's looked good. Why do you think that is, Eric?
I don't know exactly. I mean, tonight it was that Bruce Brown couldn't miss from three. He was just like,
that's true.
He just like, he was
four
incredible.
Six from three, Bruce.
Yeah,
Brown.
He was incredible. Like,
this is like when Suns fans were like, well, Booker was there. You add his points on top. It's like, no, Shamit didn't miss the entire game. It's like if Murray Shamit was there, was he would have maybe Booker. Made four threes. Maybe.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't – like, I like that Bruce Brown is, like, he's willing to cut to the rim. He's fast. He – like, he can knock down a floater. Like, he can kind of, like, come in and – not every night, but on this night, he cleaned up a lot of possessions that were kind of going nowhere with just like a floater at the end that would go down. And you're like, all right, well, fine, keep it going. But I don't really know. I mean, like, I think that he's just a good he's just like a consummate glue guy, which is the ultimate pairing with Nikola Jokic.
And also a guard.
And also a guard, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when he gets to play guard.
Right. And then he gets to play defensively against other guards, and it just like makes a lot more sense. But he's just a good player, man.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what I think it is. The ball sticks with Jamal Murray. I mean, it just does. Jamal Murray is a hell of a player, and you need a guy like Jamal Murray if you're going to win an NBA championship starting at point guard.
No question.
You just
no question
need the Jamal Murray, Nikola Jokic two-man game. But in the regular season environment, the ball sticks with him a lot, and when the entire offense is centered around Nikola Jokic – and it's not like
this is the part.
70-30 split or a 60-40 or a 50-50 split between him and Jamal Murray.
Right. This is the part.
The Nuggets offense just is beautiful. It just operates at an entirely different level when the ball isn't sticking in Jamal's hands. Again, Jamal Murray having him
no.
in that two-man game is absolutely integral to the Nuggets winning a championship. And executing in the fourth quarters of close playoff games at the highest level, you need that. But you can just tell the difference when the ball is popping like it is when Bruce Brown is in there at point guard and when Jamal is in there.
We see it with
well.
Jamal.
You can just tell
we
the
do
difference.
See it with Jamal though sometimes. Here's the way I would phrase it. Do you know what we did not have tonight in this game? Clutch minutes.
Yeah, there wasn't.
It, there was nothing but garbage time at the end. Like even the clutch minutes were like 12 points, 10 points, 13 points. It was never 4-point game, 2-point game. Because in that moment, you better believe you needed Jamal Murray in there to close that one
absolutely.
Out.
Absolutely.
So the thing is I think one of the things that's so underrated about Jokic, people always think about like, well, how could he be the MVP, this or that? And I always say, everybody thinks of basketball as one-on-one. It's not one-on-one. It's two-on-two, three-on-three, five-on-five. You know, it's these combinations of how you work with your teammates. And Jokic's the best two-on-two player, two-man game player ever. No Murray tonight, him and Gordon. When the Nuggets needed a bucket, when it was starting to get out of control in the third quarter, Jokic, Gordon, pick and roll, alley-oop, reverse dunk, an incredible play. Bruce Brown and Jokic have a great one. Kevin even has it with KCP, even with Bones. And this is the point I think you're getting at. Jokic is that Bruce Lee quote, be water. When you're in a bowl, you form to a bowl.
Throw
right?
out a Bruce Lee quote talking about Jamal Murray.
This is
wow. it's next it's level. On brand.
Because Jamal's so good. But here's the thing. And I actually think Jamal knows this and probably like it's more not, it's you more like about water. Like getting to the point of being this. But the Murray-Jokic two-man game is the single best thing the Nuggets can do.
Yep.
And it's used in the most important moments, mostly in the clutch, but also sometimes just when you need a buck, like
absolutely.
Calm things down. We're going to go to our bread and butter here. It's so great to have that. But I do think there is, to Harrison's point, this other way, this like you need to be shapeless so that you can sort of form into what the environment calls for. And oftentimes teams are going to overload one way or another. And when you can throw this type of chaos at them, like tonight it was balanced. Again, look at the starting lineup. 18, 21, 19, 30. Only KCP only had six, but he was 2-of-7 shooting. And then you have Bones' contribution. I do think that there has to be a little bit of that kind of blend. And I don't know, to Harrison's point, I don't know that the Nuggets have found that in Jamal's return just yet. I think that it still is a little bit too much Jamal when really it just needs to be Jokic, except for the moments where you kind of pick those spots.
Yeah.
Is that fair? Does that sound too hot takey?
No, it's not. I mean, this is also how Jokic wants to play. Like nights like tonight when the ball is popping like it was. I mean, 31 assists on 45 made field goals. Just a ridiculous ratio there. And I mean, the ball was just moving tonight. It was moving. And that's how Jokic wants to play.
Yeah. It is a funny thing, though, because it you absolutely need, as you already mentioned, like in the playoffs, you have to have the guy that can
The Nuggets
slow.
Aren't winning a championship with Bruce Brown at point guard. They can win one with Jamal Murray starting
at
point guard.
No question. But, I mean, it is interesting.
This is the 19th game of the season, by the way, where the Nuggets have had 30 or more assists, which is insane, man. 30 assists is like ball is popping threshold.
Yeah.
They were just
making shots, too. Like,
I mean, those things go hand in hand. Yeah. When you're making shots, you end up with a lot of assists. Michael Porter tonight, 7 of 13. This was a big game for him. 19 points. Is that like an all-time? No. But this is a team that is championship caliber physicality, toughness, this or that. And I thought he recused himself very well.
Yeah, he didn't get punked like he did last time. He played tough. He wasn't just hitting threes either. He was he blocked a shot.
Right,
he was getting rebounds. He was just using his length, not playing scared like he does sometimes. Michael Porter, like this is not the exact Michael Porter that I think I personally envisioned we would get. Just kind of moving on from his, first and second years. Like I expected he would be, Clay. Just like the guy that we were looking for, knocking down three-pointers, being super swaggy. It just doesn't seem like that's going to be him, man. You know
Michael
what I mean?
Porter, super swaggy.
I kind of thought he would be that way, but he's not.
Okay. I see why you thought that. It's a different personality.
It's a different style of play. Like,
he's been so good this year trying to fit in.
Yes, he's been like much more demure but aggressive at the right times. Like I mean I'd like to see him to just be dominant like I think he can be, but this is great to just see him getting in where he fits in.
Mm-hmm. And his 3-point shot is looking back as well. 3-of-7 tonight.
It's returned. We don't use back.
I will say though, I think it is underrated that in the early portion of the season, when I say early portion, I mean the first 15 games, Michael Porter, to me, it stood out how efficient he was trying to be. Not aggressive, efficient. Picking his spots really, really well. his season arc was that then everybody got sick and it was just him. He needed the gun and he did a terrible job of it.
Yep.
And then he was out and everybody had to sit and remember that.
He had to sit
since,
in it.
Evans had to sit in it. Since returning, he's actually been back to that. I mean, tonight, 7 of 13. And here's what's funny about it. And Jokic had a great quote in that article, that interview with Eden and Cole, about how if I try to dominate a game without taking shots, it sends a message to everyone else that you don't have to dominate by taking shots. Like,
right.
Let's just play in the system. Tonight, look at the field goal attempts. Aaron Gordon, 13. Bruce Brown, 14. Michael Porter, 13. Jokic, 13. Bones Highland, 12. Those guys, five guys, all had between 12 and 14 attempts. That's balance. That's balance.
How many did Jason Tatum have?
I mean, he had a bunch of free throws, so I don't know. I mean, they were all
Jason
free
Tatum,
throw.
7 of 16. 0 of 4 from 3.
Those are not...
He did all his work at the line.
Those are not MVP
11
numbers.
Of 14.
What was his plus minus? It had to have been best
on
the team.
It was a minus 15.
It was the best on the team, wasn't it? Plus
it's a minus 15.
Whoa, wait, was that the worst on the team?
That was a team low for Boston.
That was a team low. Would that also be a game low?
Would that
a game low... Would as well.
Would you describe that as valuable?
Say those were not very valuable minutes. Better be careful. Drew Hanlon's going to yell at you. He's going to yell at you on Twitter.
He was awfully quiet on Twitter tonight.
Well, you know what? He's got to hype up his guy, his number one guy. Tatum's his number two
Tatum's
guy.
His number two.
Number two. He does not love Tatum like he loves Embiid. Any other notes from the second unit tonight? Yeah, actually, you know what? Here's a note I have. Zeke was fine tonight. He didn't stand out to me positive or negative.
I thought he was positive.
I mean, I'm just saying he didn't stand out to me like I can be like, what a rebounder tonight, what a defender. Just he was solid.
Here's a stat. The Nuggets are 9-1 when DeAndre Jordan does not play.
Oh boy.
That includes wins over the Celtics.
I love this.
The Suns.
Wow.
The Blazers.
Wow.
The Grizzlies.
This is the best win of the
year. And the Clippers. The one loss was a 1-point loss to the Mavericks.
Wow.
They're 9-1 when DeAndre Jordan does not play. Look, he's great in the locker room. You saw DeAndre Jordan tonight. Like,
phenomenal.
He was a phenomenal teammate.
All over Bones.
Coaching
today.
Bones Highland. And I was actually telling you this during the game. You know how we've talked about how there's like not somebody on this team that's going to get in one of like the stars of this team's faces?
Right.
Jamal Murray, you got to play defense. Like, Michael Porter, get it together. I think DeAndre Jordan, out of anybody, might be the closest guy that we have to doing that. I think he might actually do that.
Yeah, but like, does anyone care? They're like,
no, that's the thing. No, like, you need that. You need that.
But here's the thing, because Mike Miller, I think, had some of this. But I remember him calling the team out with a smile one time to me, like in the media. He said something like, well, you have to remember, nobody on this team's ever won anything. And he said it in a way that would have been like really bad, except for it was Mike Miller. You know, like he had this charm to him. I do think there's a DeAndre probably. I don't know if he can be the guy that can like at half.
I think he's the closest guy they have to that.
But I do think he's a guy that could probably say like pull a guy aside, a Jamal, a Nikola even, and just say like, look, man, I just want to tell you that when I was with the team here, like I just know these are the important moments.
Like, listen, nobody's failed on more teams than me. I know what failure looks like. Right? That's what that looks like.
Are you at the haters ball right now for DeAndre?
I've been in the haters ball.
But DeAndre, I'm telling you, I actually love DeAndre in the Mike Miller role.
Listen, guys, I haven't won an NBA championship either.
However, I've been around others that have.
Yeah. Can we rank the veteran bench guy? Assuming DeAndre becomes this guy,
the best player.
Number
coach?
One is Mike Miller. He's the all time.
Can
we say the bottom one?
The bottom Richard one is Richard Jefferson. The bottom one is definitely Richard
Jefferson.
Guys,
you just like can't win a championship. Just stop trying.
Yeah, like not only can you not win, I'm going to trash you forevermore on any show that I'm on.
Who else can we think? Do we have any? Who are there other candidates here? I'm trying to go back.
Roy Hibbert, probably not.
Roy Hibbert, I forgot he was
probably
there for
leave him off the list.
A cup of tea. He was there for a cup of tea.
I think
J. Mike played too many
minutes.
I mean,
Jordan McRae, probably bottom tier.
Oh, yeah, not great. Not great.
Did they have any others of this guy?
Not really.
They didn't really have
Mike
any
Mike Miller
bench
was
guys.
Just like the
JaVale
archetypal.
McGee, probably JaVale McGee near
was
the that guy. Bottom
Except
of that
for that
list.
JaVale McGee was just angry, but as we all were about him not playing.
I feel like the Nuggets players respect DeAndre Jordan. Like, he's only been in Denver for half a season so far, but he quickly earned the respect of that locker room. He is really valuable in that sense. As a locker room guy, as another coach on the Nuggets sideline, that being said, the Nuggets are 9-1 when he does not play, with some of their best wins of the season. Just saying.
Yeah, I would say
that
like
correlation, causation, or whatever. Like, I'm not sure it's there, but whatever. I'll allow it. I'll allow it.
Yeah, the Nuggets have not.
Jameer Nelson.
Oh, yeah.
Shout
yeah.
out but whoever just said that in the
yeah,
chat.
Yeah, but he was a player.
He was a starting point guard.
Yeah, he was like too big of a player, man, to be that.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a break. On the other side, we're going to have Brendan Vogt live from the arena. We hear he interviewed
Darrell
Jason
Arthur.
Tatum.
That's a good one.
But Darrell Arthur also
Darrell Arthur,
like,
too nice. Yeah. Too nice.
Oh, he's still there, though, by the way. Darrell Arthur's still that guy in yeah. some ways.
DraftKings Sportsbook, guys. We made a lot of money on DraftKings
Hell
Sportsbook
yeah, we
tonight.
Did. Clean sweep, baby.
Clean sweep.
I'm so rich.
Luck of the Irish. Let's freaking go.
Put those away, please. When I throw down on NBA action, it's got to be a DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. New customers can bet just $5 pregame money line on any NBA team to win their game. Get $150 in free bets if they do. Plus, everybody right now can combine multiple bets for an even bigger payout with DraftKings Same Game Parlays. Also, they've still got that stepped up Same Game Parlay going. The more legs you add, more money you can win, the bigger profit boost you get. You guys know how it works. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now to get in on the holiday hoops action. Sign up with code DNVR, place a $5 pregame moneyline bet on any NBA team to win. Get $150 in free bets if they do. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code DNVR. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. Also, at pinsandaces.com, use the code DNVR. Get 15% off your first order. And get free shipping. That's at pinsandaces.com. They've got awesome polos, hats, golf bags. They've got the beer sleeve as well.
Hell yeah.
Keep 7 beers cold inside your golf bag for an entire round.
It doesn't have to be beers either. You can fill it with like Twinkies or whatever it is that you want out of the
golf course.
Make
sure it's the same size as a beer.
Yeah.
Pins and Aces is the official golf apparel partner of DNVR. Get 15% off your first order and free shipping at pinsandaces.com with the code DNVR.
Nuggets moved to 15-3 at home, by the way. Only the Warriors have fewer losses. And also, by the way, the Detroit and Knicks losses where the team was coming back from COVID. I don't know. I just feel good about Denver at home. I feel good about it.
I was saying this to everybody at the arena the other night. I'm at the stage with the Nuggets where every home game, I just pick Denver to win.
Yeah, the default is them winning. I mean, the Celtics are the number one team. They smacked them.
You just got to pick Denver to win every home game right now.
Man, I had this game circled after we played in Boston, and the Celtics were just on fire, couldn't miss any shots. The Nuggets played them tough, but like could never quite close the gap. I just like I cannot wait to see this team in Denver.
All right, let's go live to Ball Arena right now with one smiling Brendan
Vogt. He looks like a little leprechaun, doesn't he?
Vogt, oh jeez, a little Irish leprechaun. Vogt, man, what was it like to get an up close look at Tatum tonight? Like an MVP candidate from. Being
I'm
at the arena.
Can I tell you what the top thing in my notes was?
What's that?
Bad shot from Jason Tatum with 5 minutes remaining. so they come out of that break, and it's Boston cuts it to 10. And listen, momentum smoothers. You may think it doesn't exist. 30-minute timeouts will kill momentum. It's real. It's gone. And so it's down to 10. And then you're like, man, this doesn't feel good. And Tatum's got the ball. Transition, you can probably find any matchup you want. 2 points would be brutal. But no, he wanted three, guys. That's the kind of player
yeah.
he is.
Yeah.
He got zero. Anyway, sorry.
Let's... You love that one.
What did you do during the 38-minute break in the action, Brendan Vogt? What did you do to pass the time?
I sat there. I sat still. Like everyone else, I thought it would be done in a matter of minutes. And then those minutes rolled into the next minutes. It did get kind of sneaky fun in here. Like the whole arena just started dancing and singing.
Hell yeah. We're going delirious.
Yeah, it was a weird night. But I think the other thing was everyone felt great about the game. Great about the game. And then that happened. And so the cloud hanging over the whole mood was like, haha, this is fun. I hope they don't blow it. I really hope they don't blow it.
Yeah.
And they did it. And they did it.
Is the mic not sounding good? It sounds crystal clear to me.
Sounds great.
Well, we can't ever tell.
Yeah, we can't ever tell here. It sounds fine. All right, why don't you walk us through our notes?
We had a great mood from Michael Malone, fellas, who, as he left, said that was the best media session of the year.
He said that?
That's probably why.
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody can hear him, apparently.
When asked about the... no one can hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, that's sick.
Should do you not? Yeah, I guess so. I mean,
it sounds fine to us, but
All righty. Well, Casey can hear me when asked about.
But the echo is bad. I think it's the speaker, Kale. It's really loud.
Our situation here.
Well, turn it down.
All right.
We'll do it live. Malone said, that was a buzzkill, man. He said, I wish they could have just changed the rim. And there's definitely a joke in there somewhere. How many workers does it? He didn't finish. You guys get the idea. But he was in fact worried. Is this going to kill our momentum? But he said they handled it well, and they were able to get a win against a very, very good basketball team. He credited the three-point defense. Maybe some shot luck in there for sure. Boston will kill you with corner threes, but tonight, fellas, they were 9-for-33 from deep. A massive, massive factor in the win. Despite the final score, Malone ultimately felt like it was a good defensive effort from the guys tonight, particularly Aaron Gordon and Co. guarding Jason Tatum. Now, he did throw a caveat in there. They didn't do a great job keeping him off the line. Some real free throw motion behavior from Tatum tonight. But outside of that, felt like they did a good job guarding him, and particularly AG. And that's a real takeaway for me tonight, guys. You know, of all the ways we've credited AG's play so far this year, we haven't done it the way we did last year, talking about that defense. I thought maybe the first time he was really asked to do it tonight, I thought he passed the test. So Malone felt the same way. There was a lot of praise for the defense on Tatum, who we called an all-NBA player, MVP candidate. At the end of the day, you have to play true to yourself. Instead, against a really good team, the ball cannot stick. If you create separation, you have to take advantage of the separation created. And obviously it didn't tonight. I thought the ball movement was pretty good out there. Malone felt the same way. When asked about sort of whatever it is that shifted for this team in terms of like their intensity here and what they're taking seriously and how hard they're playing, he said, I think it was just a discussion as we were in the middle of December. We were ranked 28th in defensive efficiency. And that's embarrassing. He said, that's embarrassing for me. I'm not doing my job. That's embarrassing for the players. They're not doing their job. Can we be number one? I don't know. But I know we can't be 12th. Said there is no, and he was practically pounding the table as he said this. There is no secret between the correlation between winning and defense. On that note, one of his favorite plays of the night, this one's for you, Ben, was a winning play by Christian Brown.
Uh-huh.
You guys know what I'm talking about. Tatum in transition. Brown strips him and bounces off his
head. Oh, yeah.
And Malone, I thought, actually hit the nail on the head. Another chance for maybe the opportunity to shift. Maybe if Tatum hits that one, the next few go, gets a couple easy, you know, couple easy points to go. But ultimately, it worked out in their favor. Great job by Christian Brown. On AG playing with the bench, initially it was KCP who was the first stagger, and then it turned into Aaron. I wondered if that was due to extenuating circumstances, fouls, injury, whatever. Malone said no. He was just trying to maybe mirror his minutes with Tatum a little bit. Which ended up being a really good call. And on that note, I would point out I thought Malone had a pretty good game. He said now he thought the bench did good. And he said, shut Vlacco out unsolicited. He said Vlacco was a big part of that. And with that bench group, he knew that Boston switches everything. It was going to be tough for that group to score. But it was about getting stops. And I think both second units he threw out there tonight, guys, whether it was KCP staggered or Aaron, with Christian Brown and Zeke Nagy and Vlacco, that's probably their best defensive second unit or most versatile. So he went back to that look, paid off. He, on Michael Porter Jr.'s chemistry with Jokic, he said, you know, even before Michael had gotten hurt, I felt those two and that two-man game was really growing. And now that he's back, that's only going to continue to grow. Highlighted the stretch he had where he just started shooting the lights out tonight and was really effective. And then finally, there was an obligatory mention of Nikola Jokic as we were reprimanded for not bringing it up last time he dominated. And 30, 12, and 12. And Malone pointed out, yes, and zero turnovers. I promise myself I will never take Nikola Jokic for granted.
Uh-huh. Me neither.
Love it, man. I won't either for sure.
We also heard from, I'm just going to keep going, folks, because we've got a lot to get through. We also heard from Bruce Brown, who is from the Boston area. Boo. Has a Red Sox tattoo. Boo. Does not have a Celtics tattoo, thankfully. He said he always looks forward to this matchup. They're a great team, and he has friends and families watching, so that's always fun. Does it bother him? The teams keep disrespecting him, fellas, and leaving him open as the shooter. No. I hope they don't. Just keep closing short. I'm good with that. downtown.
Yeah, it's not going to bother Bruce Brown if he's open from three. I think he's cool with that.
I got the question because he's like chip on the shoulder kind of.
I know, I know. Like, I understand where it's coming from.
I would rather be open. On the fiasco with the rim, he said he was just trying to stay warm. He, like most players, had no idea what was going on at first, had no idea how long it was going to take. He was asked about Jokic, and it almost got awkward because he didn't know what to say. He was truly speechless. The line was read to him, and Bruce goes, man, that's every night. And then he looks down at the box score, mutters Jokic numbers to himself, and just starts shaking his head. Ryan Blackburn followed up, is that the MVP? He said, for sure, that's my MVP. It should be the league's MVP.
No, that's not the MVP.
Yeah, he's like, I don't know. Tatum's doing pretty good, man.
I think he's in the conversation, actually.
You can't give it to him three times in a year, guys. You just can't do it.
Yeah, I mean, let somebody else get it.
Bruce would have been the coolest if he just went. I think he's in the conversation. But anyway.
He should have done that.
Not sexy enough.
The quote we all know, the quote we're all thinking, without Yoke, I don't know where we would be, to be honest. On Bones Highland's little scuffle with Jaylen Brown.
Kerfuffle.
Kerfuffle, thank you. Bruce said, that's Bones. And if you know Bones, he ain't backing down from nobody. I was not surprised, with an emphasis on not. He said nothing was ever going to happen, but, you know, we have his back. We're brothers like that. So if it did, we were there. And then on the waning effort, kind of playing up, playing down thing, Bruce was really honest. He said, honestly, I think so. It shouldn't be like that, he admitted, but they have played their best basketball against their best opponents. And we're all seeing it. Bruce acknowledged it. Oh, he also cut off a question on Aaron Gordon to say he's an all-star. So propaganda is spreading.
I'm going to take full credit for Aaron Gordon if he makes the all-star team. I'm just going to say that.
And then we heard from Bones Highland, guys. Bones, like everyone else, thought the basket thing was crazy. He said he's never been in a game like that before. And on the kerfuffle, he actually didn't. I think it was something that just happened. When asked to reflect on the kerfuffle, he couldn't even remember if he had the ball or like what happened or why. And then he just said,
blacked
out. I've got a lot. Yeah, he blacked out. He goes, I guess I just ran through him. But he said, I've got a lot of respect for Jaylen Brown. A lot of love and respect, he said. I asked him, it's been tough to balance the just being busy thing, being himself, staying aggressive with captaining this kind of fluid second unit. You've been asked to think a lot, you know. So is there like a be yourself versus overthinking this kind of thing you've got to deal with? And he said, for sure. He says, like, he wants to be aggressive, but he's starting to see different coverages. So now he has to balance, how do I stay aggressive, how do I beat me, but also, you know, playing against, you know, the way they're guarding me. He says, I still have to learn the game. Emphasized, reiterated that he loves film as a told us fellas. So for him, it's about getting back, watching that film, and learning how he could be even better. And he was candid about how, you know, the relief he felt to string a couple good games or better games together. You know, he works hard, expects that from himself, but feels good to see that work pay off. On DeAndre Jordan, I heard you guys talking about him before I came in. Great lineman. But he said that he is a great veteran leader for us. He said, like, he's really a guy that's always talking for me. He's always in my ear. I'm being aggressive. And I have noticed the little things at Ball Arena. Like, Jaylen Brown accidentally kicked a ball tonight, arguing with a ref. And DeAndre Jordan's up off the bench, Chris Paul style. Just make sure
his jersey's tucked in.
Hey, ref, just are we sure that's so? And, you know, listen, it's a lot of stuff that isn't basketball. I don't think the basketball has been great. But there is an art to staying in this league. And God, DeAndre Jordan is an artist in that regard. So,
you need that guy. Absolutely. You need
that guy. All righty. On AG, he said he's definitely an all-star. Goes out there and gives his all. Does the junkyard work for us. Feels like he doesn't get a lot of praise. AG is an all-star for sure. I asked him about playing with AG in the second unit, which hasn't happened a ton. Bones admitted he was actually surprised to see him out there with them. He likes the look. He likes, obviously, they like Gordon's aggressiveness down low, how dominant he can be in the paint, and then actually particularly how many rebounds the ball he can get out and run. We've talked about running as a key thing for that bench. So I don't know, man, if Malone stumbled into that trying to match JT's minutes or what, but Gordon with the bench had some good minutes, good look tonight, and maybe there's something there.
I don't mind it. I mean, I wouldn't mind seeing a little bit more of it.
That's it for me, fellas, after a big night in a ball arena.
Very disappointed you didn't go talk to Tatum. I thought you would have asked him some kind of passive-aggressive comment.
You know, I walked in with the Celtics. I was seething before the game. I'm like, do I?
They would have seen you try to walk into the locker room and be like, I'm sorry, sir, locker room's closed. Are you Brendan Vogt? Yeah, I'm sorry.
Then you use that secret tunnel to get into it?
No, listen, I don't want to, like, we can get into that tonight, guys, but listen, just another game for me, you know what I mean?
Oh, good. He's a consummate professional.
Vogt bringing the heat from Ball Arena. Good stuff tonight, Vogt.
Happy New Year, fellas.
If you guys are thinking about or wondering what Jaylen Brown had to say after the game,
I was.
He said he thought the rim still looked lopsided after it was replaced.
I love it. Little whiners. I love it. Not this team can't be taken seriously, man.
No.
Can't be taken seriously.
No. If you get rattled by a mascot, look at a you find little things to be like,
You become this guy.
Can you imagine Nikola Jokic complaining about those things?
I think the rims were cheating today. The rims.
Yeah.
You know how many unbalanced rims Nikola Jokic has played on in his life?
So true. It's so true.
Like everyone before he got to Denver.
The old Sombor playground rims. Yeah. Exactly.
Everybody knows the rims in Sombor tilted a little left to right. Everybody knows that.
I forgot to get out there with a level when we were out there shooting baskets.
All right, we got some super chats.
I'll tell
to
you, that
through.
Rim at his old elementary school, pretty good. Good bounce on that rim.
The people super chatted us tonight. Who has good eyesight?
Wow.
Bones' defense felt like MPJ's has all season. Instinct still not great. Decision making and communication inconsistent, but the effort was there, and that's something you can build on.
Love it. Bones is not going to be a great defensive player, but he has to get up to a level. I mean, you know, we've seen the numbers. There are a lot of advanced statistics saying he's not just bad, but the worst. So building off of that is going to be a big part. I think the criticisms
of
Bones.
Or the best I saw on Instagram.
Or the best. The criticisms of Bones to me have been unfair over the last four or five games. If people want to be critical of him, it's the defense. The offense to me, and I got to do a better job breaking this down. I did a list last week. I think it kind of got buried because it came out on like Friday afternoon. But I went through every single possession in that Sacramento game down the stretch and explained why him having the ball in his hands was by design. And you could even watch the plays where Jokic is telling everybody, wait. Because I saw people saying, like, he needs to go quicker, this or that. I'm going to have to break down in the next list showing, well, I'm going to be gone for a week. But I'm going to have to break down sometime soon here showing that the second unit plays a spread pick and roll where they're trying to put the ball in his hands and allow him to attack. Now, if you don't like that, maybe the unit needs to change. But this is not a Bones is going rogue off script. This is a Bones is being asked to do this thing. And he's doing it some nights at a horrible level. Like, he was in a real slump, and it was terrible.
Yeah, it was bad. It was real bad.
Like, there's no questioning that.
Bones coin in the tank.
But Bones coin is on the rise, and I'm optimistic.
You should buy the dip.
I'm optimistic Bones. That it is on the mend.
Buy the Bones
in the coming weeks. All right, what else we got?
KC Mack. Ever since that Utah game, Nuggets had a stretch of 20 home games out of the 28 so far. During that stretch, the Nuggets are now 9-2.
What did I tell? Remember, again, another one everybody's arguing with me about, because the games were tougher competition and more back-to-back and this or that. And I'm trying to tell people, you really notice when you go on the road how exhausting it is.
Yeah.
Just being in your own bed is a huge deal. And I'm not – we talked about it before this homestand started. I'm not surprised.
They're taking care of business so far.
It's what you're supposed to do.
Yep. Drunk Philosophy. Ayo.
Uh-oh.
Took D-Line's parlay
on faith,
given that Adam put a baby unit on it and made a little money. Here's your tip, D-Line.
Hell yeah.
Just the tip.
Let's go. My guy, dude. He knew that I had a clean sweep in me.
Love the faith. Don't choose the Nug Life. The Nug Life chose me.
So true.
Brown defensive firm. Let's go.
I love that he wanted to get his 199 super chat in. You're limited on the number of words you can put. So he, no spaces.
Yeah. We were so deep in Browntown tonight.
So deep in Browntown. Downtown Browntown.
Rolling deep in Browntown.
Gail?
Okay. Love the Giants. D-Line lived in Boston. Wore Celtics shoes tonight. Never slanders Tatum might be a closeted Celtics fan.
Oh, crap.
D-Lon, your response.
Can I? Listen, I
like does love Boston. Man.
This is a seminal moment for you on the podcast.
I would like to address this formally.
Please.
It's not true, guys. When I lived in Boston, I didn't go to singles. I watched the Red Sox play.
Yeah.
I hated the Patriots.
Yeah.
I hated the Celtics.
Yeah.
And I felt nothing about the Bruins. I watched every Avalanche game when I lived there, and I watched every Broncos game, and the Celtics were garbage. I never developed even a single positive feeling about them. Well, Paul Pierce is a jerk.
All right. All right. Could have been more emphatic.
Josh Barnett. It's like Nuggets are not here to F spiders.
That's Nuggets are not Aussie here to F saying, spiders.
Apparently.
They're not here to F spiders, man.
It's an Aussie saying, but I think it rings true everywhere.
It does. It definitely
I mean,
true.
I totally get it.
Yeah. I am here to F spiders, yeah. But I'm not the Nuggets.
Love it. Thank you, Josh. Oh, God, Astray. Vote got to be held back from the Celtics just like the Heat last
season. So true.
Somebody Photoshop Vote with that looking security good. Guy in front
yeah,
of him.
That'd be
trying
so
to
good.
Get into the Celtics locker room. Somebody do that for
oh,
us.
Oh, man.
Jeremy J. Rock Michael. The Nuggets are the real
deal. Baby.
Healthy current team is a dynasty in waiting. There's the D word.
I will not pump the brakes. Let's go. I love this guy.
Yeah. I love it, man. I love the swings of fanhood. It's the best.
It really is.
Are we winning the championship? Guys, championship. Dynasty.
Yeah, you're like,
after a night like tonight, come you can't on, help man. It. You can't help it. Harrison drinking the tears of all the people that sold their bone stock. One good win down, only 26 bad wins till 50 wins in the mid or west. Yes, I'm still buying bone stock. If you want to sell me your bone stock, I will buy it. I will buy all of it. I don't care the price. You can give me a bad deal on it. I will buy it.
Yeah, you'll come out ahead.
Yeah. Here's from Ryan. Split the series with Celtics this year is a nice barometer. Neither have been at the A game. Is the road loss. Both have more games to reach. Rematch in June wouldn't be fast and tense. Would be fast and tense. Yeah, I'm here for a rematch.
I feel like that was text-to-speech or something.
That was the worst reading. I mean, it is very hard to read these.
Kale, can you just make it bigger, please?
Oh, yeah, didn't we have
can
that the other day
make
with
the screen bigger?
I think you hear me made
you.
Them. Yeah, look at that. Thank that way you can read them. Wow. All right, what else do we have?
Oh, both have more gears to reach. Okay,
there it is.
David W. Celtics got yeeted on. Also, they should have finished the game at AG's.
That's hilarious. Can you imagine if they went back to AG's? House
anybody know
game?
Of a court? I got a warehouse.
Yeah, they're like, hey, if the ball hits the bed, that's a tech.
Yeah, if it hits the Ashton Martin, out of play. Nicholas Purdue, throw those shoes in the damn dumpster, D-Line.
God damn it. Why did I wear these stupid shoes?
Not only this did is I a wear, massive I, mistake
I,
from you.
Except for what happens. What happened? Best win of the season.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, no. Yeah, I mean, I understand the sentiment, but God.
Only Eric can turn this into a praise of himself. Like somehow it's a virtue.
Did I wear the wrong shoes? Doesn't seem like it to me.
Doesn't seem
we
like
won.
It.
I wore the right shoes. We own these colors, baby. These That's colors right. don't run.
All right, I'll take it.
Victor chimes in here. Williams having a secret conversation with Brown and Jordan during the delay. Hot take. Williams signs with the Nuggets in free agency this summer. Hey, man, he'd be a great fit.
Eric hates him.
Robert Williams?
Grant Williams.
Do you hate him or do you hate his hair?
It's Grant Williams.
Oh, that was Grant Williams?
His body is so weird.
Oh.
I hate his NBA body. Like, his feet, like, stick out. Like, I just hate how he moves.
Maybe it was Robert Williams. I don't know.
Robert Williams looks like a mop wearing a...
I was going to say, do you hate Robert Williams or do you hate his hair?
Robert Williams, I have no thoughts on except for that it looks like a mop wearing.
He'd be a Williams, great fit next to Jokic.
He would actually be a great fit there. He's so good
Kamigate
defensively
on steroids.
Yeah, or maybe just Ishmael Kamigate, man.
Maybe Ben Mack, yoke, casual, poetic dominance. So glad I made the trip from the Springs to the arena.
Hell yeah!
Great night.
Good for you, brother.
Nothing better, man.
Great night.
Sending Celtics
Indeed.
Fans home sad is the best.
Danny K, AG works with the second unit because the Nuggets always have an all-star on the court that way. That's
best
a great
way to play.
Point. That's
best
a good
way to
point.
Play.
That's a good point. Lucas Sanders, $10.
Super chat.
Lucas
go,
Sanders.
Dude.
Let's
go. Top super chat.
That's our favorite super chat right
Lucas
there so
Sanders.
Far.
Lucas Sanders. Hell yeah.
Denver JW. Big time performance. Yoke, AG, and DNVR Nugs are boss.
Strong agree on all accounts. All accounts.
Jonathan, turn the big five on today at
5-0.
Oh, turn the big 5-0 today at Ball Arena with the Nuggets win.
Hell yeah.
Thank you, DNVR homies, for bringing the post game vibes. Big dub.
Shouts to you on your January 1st birthday. It's a tough one.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Finally, the homie, the legend,
Gordon. Ah, Weisner. Gordon's at the cut from Canada.
Boston beat down, baby. Nug Hype.
I love Nug Hype. Hell yeah.
What a closing chat.
What a closing chat. Hit that outro music, Kale, and pull up to get us out of here today. Look, the Celtics announcer today said Denver might be the friendliest of all Celtics. And he showed a picture of the green wave that was there. All these Celtics.
All these idiots wearing green.
All these idiots. And you know what? Let's be honest, guys. It really sucks. It gets under my skin. Vic Lombardi, friend of the show. He's like, Adam, this happens everywhere. I said, guys, he's saying it happens in Denver more than everywhere. It does happen everywhere. And here, that sucks. But I can tell you something. You can totally own it when you make all of those sad sacks sit there in their dirty butt diapers and then have to go home. End of the show, Super Chat Rally. Shall we kick it off? Oh, no. Are we going? Drunk Philosophy going to bring it back? He's going back to a Super Chat battle. Astray at the buzzer. No, let's get it. What do we got? No, we're not.
Play the war.
Play the clip, Kale, before these guys lose all their buddy.
We don't want any Converse. We don't want any Converse. You're either with us or you're against us. And we understand when we play these great teams, LeBron is arguably the best player ever. And when he comes to town, and the Lakers, you know, their fans carry. But as long as their fans go home disappointed, that's all I care about. So the Warrior fans can come in here, the Celtic fans can come in here, Laker fans come in here. But take that L on the way out.